Welcome to the IMC April 2026 networking evening. We're here at the Caledonian Hotel with lots of great members, even a new member that we've got to meet tonight, and a student member here at the IMC. We've got a good cross-section of consultants with us. Tonight is Meet the Consultant. We're interviewing a South Australian consultant named Amy Hollister. Amy's going to talk to us a little bit about her journey through consulting, about the mix of management consulting meets auditing, and is auditing a consultative function? Welcome, Amy, to our IMC Meet the Consultant first interview for South Australia.
Thank you, Dan. Pleasure to be here.
Thank you. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what is your new role? What are you doing and who are you working for today?
So my new role is a full-time external auditor for Compass Assurance Services, or CAS, and they are part of a global organisation owned by Kiwa. Mm-hmm. And so my role is an external auditor auditing organisations against the international standards, so ISO 9001, 45001, 14001 and other international standards.
Okay, great. And so that's very different to what people might associate with auditing in terms of financial auditing. This is process-based auditing or standards auditing, is that correct?
Yeah, definitely. Management systems, procedures, policies, and basically, you know, from the start to the finish with the customer. So handling that first inquiry all the way through till the end.
And can you tell us, were you always a management consultant or what's your career background like?
So prior to becoming a management consultant, I worked in an organisation as an expert HSEQ manager. So I worked there for 16 years. That probably started in about 2009, that journey with the standards, and I transitioned into becoming a consultant in 2021.
Oh, fantastic. What made you want to go from, let's say, being an industry employee to being a management consultant? What drove that?
My love for compliance and helping people. So I enjoyed doing it within an organisation, but I really wanted to help more organisations than just the one, and I wanted a new challenge.
Okay. What work were you doing prior in terms of your tasks, your goals, working with teams, that made you feel you could step into management consulting?
I understood the business. Anytime anyone left in any department, I was able to step in and make sure that that role was still maintained in their absence until that person was replaced. So I understood all areas of the business, which gave me an advantage to go into another organisation and not just, you know, only know HSEC. I also knew finance and, you know, operations departments and so forth. It was quite an advantage, and yeah, it made me feel like I could go and do it, and I believe I was quite successful.
Okay, what was it like stepping in to management consulting for the first time? What was the journey, the transition like in that first 6 to 12 months?
It was good. It was interesting. I got to meet lots of new people. I think I enjoyed not just working with the same people. You know, I'd done that for so long, so I think I enjoyed doing that. And I learned a lot from some of my peers, such as yourself, who helped me understand, I guess, the different ways of doing it, you know, outside that one business and looking at different ways to do it.
Fantastic. Tell us, my understanding is that you were working on not just implementing these management systems, but you were also working for another company auditing them as an external auditor. Can you talk about those two very different functions, how they relate, some of your experience? Can you share with us?
Yeah, sure. So as a consultant with management systems, you go in and you help develop or maintain the system. And as an external auditor, you go in and you're determining whether the organisation's system meets the requirements of that standard and whether they're doing what they say they're doing, and, you know, raising findings against that. So I guess they're the main differences, just to shortly summarise it. I guess as an external auditor, you're adding, I think, just as much value as you are as a consultant, right? Okay. Just from a different kind of a lens. So we're not allowed to consult as technically as an external auditor, but I think in a way it's all continual improvement. So as it is when you're, you know, consulting versus auditing.
So both roles are you as an outsider going into an organisation and looking at what's going on. Would you say that's fair to say?
Yeah, definitely.
You're looking at what's going on and you're finding opportunities for improvement, mm-hmm. areas of deficiency, requirements for change. Is that right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you're always looking for those things that maybe the individuals in the organisation can't see themselves. So you might have picked that up along your journey in your career, or maybe you happen to just be somewhere else last week. And you know, you're obviously not disclosing any information that comes from one business to another, but you are definitely providing them with that knowledge that you have, and finding those opportunities that maybe they wouldn't be able to find themselves, and helping them to grow and develop. And yeah, I think they find it very beneficial.
So is it fair to say that one day you might have been a consultant implementing management systems, and the next day you might have been an external auditor auditing another company separately? Was it hard to take the hat off from day to day between those two, let's call them, roles? Was it difficult?
No, I didn't find it difficult. I mean, sometimes you'd get to the front door and you'd go, who am I representing today? You might be like, oh, I'm coming from this business. Oh, I'm coming from this business. But as soon as you were there, you knew what you were there to do. So you just, you know, put that hat on and went with it.
Now, I think we can guess, considering that your recent transition is into full-time external auditing, but if I ask you, which do you enjoy more? Is it management consulting, implementing those systems, or is it auditing them? What's your favourite out of the two?
I used to say that it was consulting, but in recent times I've definitely transitioned and I'm favouriting auditing more so. I think maybe I got a little bit frustrated towards the end, you know, with doing the same thing over and over again. I just kind of wanted a bit of a challenge, a bit of a change, and I like the idea that I can get in at the end of the process now, and I can sort of see what's happening, and I can help, you know, make that determination, maybe help them get that certificate on the wall. So it's nice and rewarding. Mm-hmm. And I get to, you know, meet new people again in a whole different environment. Yeah.
Would you have any advice for anyone out there who's looking to transition into management consulting or auditing in terms of their development, their education, their career moves? What would you suggest if they're working towards one of those two goals, or both, like you?
I would definitely suggest that you get yourself a good mentor. I've had a few good mentors, one of which is you. And I also suggest that you put yourself through some training around the international standards, so lead auditor courses. There's lots of great companies that host those, or you can do them online. Try to understand the standards, you know, cover to cover, and really what they mean and how to interpret them. Yeah, I think that's probably...
And you definitely suggest IMC membership too, wouldn't you, Amy?
I certainly would. You know, that's where we were leading. No, I certainly would. I think being part of, a team here, like I feel like when we get together, it sort of doesn't feel like we're all individuals. It feels like we're all part of a team. We regularly catch up and we can bounce ideas off each other. I think it's really beneficial, and you've got the support of the association as well, which is really good.
That's fantastic. And I understand for a number of years you even lectured and taught the internal and external auditing courses. Is that correct?
I did as well, yes. That was probably one of my favourite parts. Definitely helping people is my passion, as I mentioned before. And so, you know, facilitating those courses, it brought me a lot of joy. It was really good.
That's fantastic, Amy. Well, we've got a little bit of time left. I might put it out to our other members. Do any of the members here today attending have any questions for Amy and her career path?
I've got several, but I'm only going to ask one. So my background is Lean Six Sigma, and if you take the old, you know, define, measure, analyze, improve, and control, the control phase was always the hardest to stick, and there was a reason for that, in as much that when consulting in Lean Six Sigma, it's a very lengthy type of process, and control almost always happens way down the line. And often you've got to talk about it, you've got to set systems in place. But the part that was always missing for me was there was never any lead into the auditing to ensure the control pieces were in place.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, even in the good old TQM days, when you used to see the ball being pushed up the hill, there was always that wedge behind it that would lock it in, and that was the control phase. So if you didn't do that well, you could also lose the gains that you'd made. And I often found the biggest critics of auditing were people that didn't believe in the change.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't understand why they needed to be audited. So these things are often seen as separate, but even the whole life cycle of the project, why do we want to change? There's a need to change. We now want to change. We are changing. How do we make sure we keep the change until we need another change? It's a whole life cycle. So your experience in that, has that been something of a similar nature?
Yeah, definitely. I think you do get those individuals in an organisation that don't necessarily see the value of auditing. They don't, you know, they might need to have it in order to tender for government work, and that's the only reason why they want to do it, tick the box. But I've seen that, and I've seen people transition and change through a journey of having a great consultant or a great auditor. And I think that it's a challenge that we're still facing, but not as much as we used to. I think we really faced it a lot. There was a lot of that old school mentality. Sort of shifting away from that now, which is really, really good. But I think definitely organisations following the processes and, you know, doing their own internal audits and inspections and embracing it definitely helps them on that journey.
The other thing for me was that it often breaks into categories. So all the work that I did was for business improvement, not for governance and compliance that legally they're required to do. So if you break the law, you're going to go to jail. If you break the law of business improvement, you just stay stupid. So but I always found that I could blend those two together and help them understand that we do this because it's the right thing to do, and the way you don't want to go to jail is that you also don't want your business to fail. You know, and it's going to keep it in.
Definitely, couldn't agree more. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Steve. We've got time for one more quick question if anybody has one. Yes, please.
Can I use AI to prepare for an audit, number one? Number two, can I use AI to prepare or to understand standards?
You can, definitely. So AI is quite a great tool, but you do need to check it yourself. So you can't take it as gospel, I guess. So you do have to have your own understanding or seek the advice of someone that has understanding, so maybe a consultant, just to check it. You definitely can use AI for both of those,
That's great. Well, look, we want to give you a big thank you, Amy, for coming here this evening and allowing us to interview you. We certainly appreciate you sharing your journey of consulting and auditing, which overlap together here in the industry. And congratulations on your new appointment with Compass. We're looking forward to doing even more great things in your consulting journey and here at the IMC as part of the committee. So everyone give a big round of applause to Amy. Yay!
Well done.